Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 1, 11 to 19. The prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 19. Then the Lord said to me, "Look, Jeremiah, what do you see?" And I replied, "I see a branch from an almond tree." And the Lord said, "That's right, and it means that I am watching, and I will certainly carry out all my plans." Then the Lord spoke to me again and asked, "What do you see now?" And I replied, "I see a pot of boiling water spilling from the north." "Yes," the Lord said, "for terror from the north will boil out on the people of this land. Listen, I am calling the armies of the kingdoms of the north to come to Jerusalem. I, the Lord, have spoken. They will set their thrones at the gates of the city. They will attack its walls and all the other towns of Judah. I will pronounce judgment on my people for all their evil, for deserting me and burning incense to other gods. Yes, they worship idols made with their own hands. Get up and prepare for action. Go out and tell them everything I tell you to say. Do not be afraid of them, or I will make you look foolish in front of them. For see, today I have made you strong like a fortified city that cannot be captured, like an iron pillar or a bronze wall. You will stand against the whole land, the kings, officials, priests, and people of Judah. They will fight you, but they will fail. For I am with you, and I will take care of you. I, the Lord, have spoken." My theme for reflection is hired by heaven. Almond branches and boiling pots. Hired by heaven. Almond branches and boiling pots. If God posted a job alert or advert, it wouldn't read, "Must be tall, talkative and photogenic." It would probably read, "Must be teachable." Jeremiah 1:11 to 19 opens with two pictures from God's interview process: an almond branch and a boiling pot. The almond is the first tree to wake in spring. In Hebrew, its name, Shaked, sounds like watching. God is saying, "I am wide awake, watching over my word to perform it." The boiling pot tilting from the north warns that judgment is coming. The problem here is clear. A fragile prophet faces a hard calling in a dangerous hour. Like a shopkeeper who can't hire just anyone, God won't outsource his message to any warm body. He looks for hearts that he can trust. God does not resolve Jeremiah's fear by making the task easier. Instead, he strengthens the messenger. He places his words in Jeremiah's mouth and assures him, "They will fight against you, but they will not prevail, for I am with you." Jeremiah is reshaped into a symbol of resilience, a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall. The point here is not just availability, but usability. God does not simply need bodies willing to serve. He requires lives that are prepared, shaped, and fortified for his mission. As Apostle Paul reminds us, the Spirit sanctifies us so that we may be useful to the Master. This truth speaks powerfully into the lives of church leaders today. Many are serving in contexts of hostility, secular indifference, or even internal division within the body of Christ. They are asked to carry heavy burdens, to speak truth in a culture that often prefers silence, to shepherd communities fractured by competing voices, and to remain faithful while under scrutiny from both within and outside the church. The promise of God to Jeremiah is also his promise to today's leaders. The task may not be lowered, but the servant will be lifted, fortified, and sustained. The question is not whether God can use us. He already does. But whether we are allowing ourselves to be formed into people he can fully entrust with his mission. Humble in spirit, contagious in witness, obedient in action, and patient in trial. In such formation, leaders do not merely survive the battles they face. They stand as fortified witnesses, unshaken by the storms, because God himself is their shield. This reminder reframes leadership itself. Our strength is not drawn from personal skill or achievements, but from the God who equips and sustains us. What matters most is not what we bring to the table, but the one who sends us. And this shifts the center of gravity from our resume to God's reliability. The initiative is his. As Owen Williams puts it, it is not the church of God that has a mission, but the God of mission who has a church. God is the watcher. We are the watchful. God performs his word. We present ourselves as instruments. When the heat rises, opposition from kings, officials, priests, and people, our adequacy is not the clincher. His nearness is. Our task is to see what God is doing, receive his word, and speak it without panic or pride. If we fear people, we will edit the message. If we fear God, we will embody it. And as with Paul in chains, the word of God will not be bound. He makes iron pillars out of trembling apprentices. For today, this means consecrating our hearts before we volunteer our hands, cultivating scripture-saturated attentiveness so we notice the almond buds of God's activity, and embracing costly faithfulness when the boiling pot of conflict tips our way. You don't need to be impressive to be indispensable. You need to be available, truthful, and steady, and God will show himself strong on your behalf. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what specific ways is God inviting me to become more usable, not just more available? Number two, where am I tempted to soften or delay God's word out of fear of people? And what would obedience look like this week? Take 15 minutes with Jeremiah 1, 11 to 12. Ask the Spirit, where are you watching over your word in my life or community? Write one concrete step of obedience, a conversation, confession, an act of justice or mercy. Pray it in, then do it before the day ends. Watcher of Israel, awaken my heart as you watch over your word. Sanctify me, mind, mouth, and motives, so I am useful to you. When opposition comes, make me a fortified city and an iron pillar. Keep me gentle, truthful, and brave. Put your word in my mouth and your presence at my side, that I may serve your mission with joy. Through Jesus Christ, Lord of the nations, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.